Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Victoria, Judith Bakara, Jennifer Hunt, Maisin Azref, Martine Mirren. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
And special guest...
Helen Gould.
Hello,
hi, Helen.
Hello.
Hi,
hello, everybody.
Yay.
So, for listeners who don't know, please tell us a bit about yourself, Helen.
We already know, but they don't.
Okay. So I am a writer, speaker, and facilitator. I talk about gaming and politics and lots of different things. I do professionally write, but nothing exciting, but I'm going to try and change that soon.
So. That was a very pat intro. Yeah. It's almost like you do a lot of talks and things and are used to introducing yourself.
It is also as if I wrote it down on my character sheet just now.
Wait, you have a character sheet for yourself?
I've
only got one for my character.
Don't you? I optimized heavily for charisma. It's not helped as much as I wanted. So, today we are going to be playing a one-off special, and we're going to be playing something based in Beowulf, which I will...
Huzzah!
...explain.
What?
What?
I don't do Middle English.
Oh, this is...
Oh, God,
for all
awful.
Of you medieval English
this
like
is, this is older than
fans,
Middle
this
English.
Is, this is
Middle
be,
English
this
is Chaucer,
fun.
This is old English.
Yeah.
It's like when you think, I'll read Beowulf because I read Chaucer, and then you open it up and you're like, this just makes no sense.
German. It's literally a different language. Yeah. It's the worst thing.
So. You look
I'm
at a page.
Mathematician, I have no idea what any of these people
so
are talking about.
So, anyway, we're going to be playing in 5th Ed. For a bunch of you, you've been following along with us in Pathfinder, and as always in the specials, we like to change up what the system is. Now, 5th Ed is... it's a refinement, I would say, to the sort of 3.5 and Pathfinder. They took the things that worked in 4th ed of D&D and then they brought it all together into something that I have to admit I resisted, but actually is pretty elegant.
And
it's
who recommended it to you, Alex?
I forget.
I think it was me because I won.
So
that's me winning everything.
We'll
you
be running that through today.
I don't like it. Where have all my lovely rules gone?
So in terms of main differences, a lot of it's the same. The only thing that people are going to hear, which is going to throw them, if you've never listened to anything apart from our podcast, is... We're going to be saying advantage and disadvantage.
No sound.
No sound at all.
Oh my gosh, we're like Plato's cave. All they get to see of reality is our podcast.
Ooh, nice cave. Ooh, yeah. I like what you've done in here.
Yeah,
it's very nice.
Only the rusty quill oove.
Oh, is that your eyes? Is that what we're looking out from? That's strange. Mm. Right, anyway.
Oh my gosh, they're behind my eyes.
So, what
and we're
is...
behind theirs.
We're getting very philosophical already. I don't know if this is my fault.
Nobody have an existential crisis. We're only 3.5 minutes in.
We haven't introduced the game yet. So
isn't it all a game, Alex?
Damn it, Lydia's gone.
It's all done.
In the end, what's the high score? I don't know. Did I make a difference to people's lives?
Maybe the hit points were the friends you made along the way.
Right, I'm going to intro this. I believe we
Does
can
that
do
mean
this.
When they each get knocked off?
It's got so dark and weird so quickly.
That's what happens in life, though. Each of our friends slowly dies.
Yeah.
That means I'm leveling up every time I make a new friend.
Does being famous mean you get temporary hit points then?
They're not friends, Alex.
Wait, no, that means Twitter followers are temporary hit points.
This is a discussion.
Followers are not friends, people.
This is a discussion for another
day.
I
disagree.
So, the main difference that people will notice with this compared to other things, most of it's the same, is something called advantage and disadvantage. It is scary at first, but actually makes things really, really simple and wonderful. Advantage is anytime there is some context or a magical effect you have that says this gives you advantage. What that means is you roll dice as normal, except instead of rolling one d20 or d10 or whatever, you roll two and pick the best.
It's only a d20.
I think it's only a d20.
It's only a d20.
Ben's more experienced in 5th ed than I am. But the equivalent of that is disadvantage, which is, oh no, you're trying to have a fight in a bog with your eyes closed and juggling. That's probably a disadvantage. In which case you roll 2d20 and you pick the lowest of the two. What it actually does...
Joke's on you. I took the feat juggler under pressure.
Oh, well, in that case then, it will negate the disadvantage.
And sinking expert.
Yeah. So you might even get advantage then on
that.
Sink
faster.
Yeah, but it's what she wants, so it's okay.
I'm slowly absorbed into the mire. Okay, I'll be quiet now.
So apart from that, pretty much it plays out more or less the same. Like, the feats are condensed and simplified, and it just runs a bit smoother, so I'm not really expecting any issues. Everyone has a pre-generated character mechanically that you've all been provided, but all of the backstories are your own.
I just want to point out one thing that I have noticed is that we have proficiency in bagpipes. For
yeah,
something.
You do.
So that's we'll an interesting variant. Yeah.
We'll engage with that. So the story for today is you are all thanes of Beowulf, who has been sent to deal with a monster problem. However, he's rocked up. And we'll be picking up sort of right when the action gets going, but you all have the distinct impression that Beowulf may not be featuring in this for all that long.
Spoilers.
So, with that in mind, can I go round and get you all to introduce your characters for this podcast?
So, just to clarify, though, so we are part of Beowulf's retinue.
You are part of Beowulf's retinue. You are all thanes.
Sure.
Spelt with a G, because Old English was problematic and argumentative. So, Ben, what character are you playing?
I'm playing a character called Billinger the Gilded.
Nice.
I am a merchant prince and earned my thanedom from making 3 journeys across the ocean and surviving.
Which is a big deal in these times.
It is. I went to Wikipedia. That is one of the ways you become thane-worthy.
Yep. Just don't die on the way.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I could have gone to, Constantinople.
No, that's pretty thane-worthy.
Yeah. But yeah, so absolutely covered in jewellery and gold and jewels from foreign lands and faraway places. Very much trying to show my worldliness all over the place.
You're all about the glam.
I am all about the glam.
And just for the listeners' benefit, what class are you?
I'm a barbarian.
Right, yeah, cool. And Bryn.
Greetings, I am Larg, son of Thorg.
I feel like that might be everything, but I'm going to keep going.
Slayer of dire bears!
Of course you are.
I wear their pelts. They keep me cozy.
Are you almost the size of a dire bear now because of all of the
Yes!
Bears? Excellent.
Just a tiny head.
Do you look like was it Violet Beauregard after she's like a blueberry?
Well, who is this Violet you speak of, friend?
I'm gonna have to take you to the bear juicer. Is that a thing? It doesn't sound very good.
Squeeze all of that delicious bear juice out of you.
Bear juice. Bring me another.
You smash a bear on the
often. No,
grab it by the muzzle, put your mouth around its nose and really suck.
Just leave an empty flask.
Yeah. A little
Okay, we can do this. We can do this. And just for the listeners' benefit, what class are you?
I am a barbarian.
Oh, right, yeah, fair.
And bear slayer.
And Helen.
I am Ulf the Unremembered. I was cursed by a witch. Yes, who? Exactly. That's how I got into the Thane stuff, because no one quite remembers why I'm here. So, they just assume I'm meant to be here. So,
well, I
mean,
someone would have mentioned if...
I had just snuck in, so they must make my name.
It is an 8-oared boat, so we must have counted right.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I was cursed by a witch to never have my feats of valour remembered. And so now I sign all of my corpses and...
It was Ulf was it.
Yeah. That is exactly me. And my primary personality traits are stubborn and insecure, so that will be fun.
Productive combo there. And just for the listeners' benefit, what class are you playing?
I am a barbarian.
Oh, yes, that's shaking us up. Nice. Okay. And Lydia, last but not least.
I am Ungrak the Collector. I like bones. Bones from everyone. I got a lot of bones.
Any of your bones from bears, friend?
Some of them, yeah.
Excellent choice.
I got a bracelet made of bear teeth. Bear teeth. I got bear teeth, man.
Very good.
Yay!
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
you can hear everyone grizzle over that. I do have mammoth bones, but they are mammoth bones from the inside of a mammoth's ear. Mm-hmm. And so they are small and they pierce my nose. It looks like Ungrak the Collector. Imagine an anime character, but in all of the chunks of hair that are out, they're all bones. So, like, they've got basically a rattly head of bones. It's all spiky. So they look like they could be in Final Fantasy VII. Or the other Final Fantasies, which I have not played.
It's okay, they all have spiky hair.
They're all the same. Yeah. So, yeah, like that. Bones. And you know how in some people put feathers in their hair and Ungrak's just got wings. Whole wings.
Bone wings, presumably.
Bone wings.
Bony wings. Yeah. Some of them have feathers still attached, but only for now.
Well, that's good. That's Julie that just changes with the seasons.
Yeah.
Dynamic.
Nice clavicle.
And just for listeners, what class are you playing? Because we've got quite a lot on the table today, and I don't want people confused.
Let me check. I am a barbarian.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We thought we'd shake things
nice
up.
Nice choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit niche for the setting, but I think I can make it work. You find yourselves all in Heorot, which is the mead hall of the king, and in this hall, there's a massive, massive bonfire. It's started to burn itself lower as the night has brought itself along. And Beowulf is stood, big, strong, strapping. He's very alpha in all of the worst ways possible.
Look at those tibia.
Right behind the sort of main doors. The rest of the king and the retinue have actually all gone to bed. So it is just you all here. And you have all been brought here. And I say brought here, Beowulf volunteered for the task because he will fight the beast. He will find it and he will slay it because he is Beowulf and that's how he rolls. And he's just the worst. You have all arrived here, you all had your introductions and so on, and are now waiting for the approach of the monster Grendel. Now Beowulf, being Beowulf, has insisted that you all kick back, chill. He's got this covered, and is stood there with no weapons or armour, ready to punch the thing in the face, because he's sure that that'll do it. I mean, I dealt with the serpents, I can take this, it's fine, I've got this, have a chill. With that in mind, you are all now around the remnants of a feast, killing time waiting for a monster.
Now, you see, the exceptional thing about this sucking pig, if you look at the bones of its front hoof, I've never quite seen a split so exquisite.
Oh yes, it is good.
I think this would make a very good eyebrow piercing.
Who be you, friend?
My name is Ulf.
Ulf, welcome to the feast.
Ulf, I have been here for 5 hours.
Excellent.
We covered this in orienteering.
Remind us, Ulf the...
Just Ulf.
Just Ulf.
Just Ulf. Who? What? Sorry, I was a bit distracted by all the blood in my face from putting this bone through my eye.
Oh.
Eyebrow.
Oh.
It's good though, is it? Isn't that a good...
It's like you should see some of the bones they have down in Frisia.
It certainly complements the rest of your aesthetic, friend.
Rattle. Beowulf begins oiling himself in front of the doors. He's making no... paying you no attention, but it's very clear that he might be making it a little bit for all of your benefit to look at just... Beowulf. He keeps saying his own name as he oils himself. When he's like, Beowulf.
Just lean in.
He's doing the thing again.
Beowulf.
Yeah.
Every time.
And he did. Slayer of serpents.
You wouldn't know Ulf because we've...
Oh, yeah, no, if you haven't...
Yeah, if you haven't seen Beowulf.
It's the last
before.
Time Beowulf did this.
I have seen many Beowulf
King of
oilings.
Blades, Beowulf.
Really?
Yes.
Are you from the sidelights of part of the crowd?
Yeah, we haven't seen you before around here.
Beowulf, Slayer.
I journeyed with you.
Did you?
No.
For months.
Really?
Nearby.
Yes.
Probably.
I mean, I rode next to you in the
Beowulf,
boat.
Beowulf, master sailor.
Elf. Elf. Do you have any bones?
The curse.
Any bones?
I assume Elf has bones.
Inside of my body.
Are there any spare?
Could all of you give me a perception check? So rolling a d20. However, you're all having disadvantage because you're all preoccupied.
I got a natural 20.
Disadvantage, though, you say.
Yes. So roll twice and pick the lowest of the two.
I only rolled one, but I did get a critical fail.
Well, so roll again, because if you get two ones, I'm going to be, like, you're going to die.
That was a 5.
It's not good.
So my disadvantage was a 1.
And we all have -1 to perception.
Yes, you do.
I got a 7 and a 7.
Okay.
My lower result was 13.
Nice.
So I have 10. That's fine.
And
the first one was a critical success, and it was snatched away from me.
I have just stuck a bone through my eyebrow, so this actually makes quite a lot. I have a critical fail right there.
Beowulf adopts a sort of shoulder-width apart, legs, power stance ready, going, "The beast approaches. Only Larg, son of Thorg, hears Beowulf say it's approaching. None of you have even heard Beowulf saying it's approaching, never mind the creature itself."
Does anyone have anything to stop the blood?
Well, I'll clean some more bones for you and I'll grab another joint and start gnawing on it.
Silence, things! Grendel approaches and I, Beowulf, slayer of serpents, conqueror of the seas, king in the making, prince in actuality, lord of all he surveys, will now fight him.
He's doing the thing again.
Beowulf!
Do you require any assistance, friend?
Of course not! I appreciate the offer, but I've got this.
Good luck!
Yes,
are you
quite.
Sure about that?
Still all I can see is blood.
Who are you, by the way?
My name is Ulf!
At which point...
Okay, calm down. Right.
The door.
Oh, somebody's insecure. I don't know who's insecure, because my face is full of blood.
The door.
It was Ulf, I think.
Who?
What? Oh,
yes, that is my name!
The door booms again. Beowulf continues oiling himself, getting a last-minute sheen before the fight begins. The door then gets burst open, and a looming, hulking, fetid-smelling creature stands shrouded in the doorways. The breeze from the doors blows out the bonfire. Clearly there's some kind of supernatural element there. And suddenly the entire place is shrouded in dim moonlight coming in from the outside. If anyone plans on getting involved, roll me initiative. If you're just going to sit there and let this play out, that's fine, but I need to know.
I think he's got this, guys.
I'm going to get involved because I demand that my name is remembered.
I'm going to roll initiative.
Okay.
I'm not getting involved, but as the door bursts open, I will scream a bit, fall off my chair, and draw my sword as just a reaction.
So, what is excellent. Your initiative, Bryn?
5.
5. And Helen?
I rolled an 8. What do I add to that? Oh, I have 11.
Nice.
The smarter among the audience can do the sum in reverse and work out what all of our initiative bonuses are. Don't worry. If you need a bit more time, that's fine.
You can rewind.
Yeah.
I think...
Just pause the tape and have a little think to yourself.
So, good news. Beowulf got a natural 1 on his initiative. Oh. Things are going well.
Good old Beowulf.
So, we will start with... I forgot your character's name.
Ulf!
Ulf, yes.
Ulf, damn it!
So, Helen's character.
Ulf!
You're first. There is a huge looming shape in the doorway. It has made no noise, but it is a huge creature, meaning it is... another size again beyond sort of medium. It would be ducking to make its way in the doorway. It's a big un.
Okay.
It's a big beastie.
I run at it with my great axe.
Good plan. Are you going to attack it, I assume?
Yes.
As a barbarian, I'm just going to throw this out there. You do have rage. Would you like to use that?
Of course!
It will make you better at fighting.
Absolutely the best thing to use.
So, to walk through your character sort of options for this... So, you are raging.
My name is Ulf!
You now have advantage on strength checks and saves. So if you get in an arm wrestling contest, you've got this. Mm-hmm. You get +2 to melee damage. You're resistant to a whole mass of stuff. It lasts for 1 minute and you can use it 3 times, but you get a bit more knackered every time you do it.
Okay.
It gets better. Oh. You also get basically 3 attacks because you're frenzied. What that means is that you sort of, yeah, when you should be getting 1, you're basically getting 3. I'm oversimplifying a little bit, but that's pretty much what it comes down to. So yeah, you charge at the creature. Give me a reflex save as you run past the massive oil puddle that surrounds Beowulf.
There's no such thing as a reflex save.
You mean
it
is?
No.
Dexterity save.
It is a dexterity save. So in your top left...
You have advantage on this check. Because you have a danger sense.
Yes,
so
you do.
I roll this twice.
Yes.
And add 3.
Actually, we should probably just get like more.
Yes.
There's lots of spare d20s over here.
Pick the best, then add 3 to it.
Yes!
What was, so, what would you like? What would you like, Alan? What would you like? Is that me?
I will take the 5.
That's a 2.
So you roll a 1.
Well, plus. Yeah.
Yeah, but
1
it's
and a 2. So advantage on 2 with a +3.
I mean,
so
it's better than a 4.
True.
So, I want to say Gary. Ulf. So, Ulf charges at this creature with Beowulf, like, between him. Is Ulf a man or a woman? Or any indeterminate? I don't think I've asked.
I have drawn Ulf as a man, but don't care.
Okay. Ulf
cares about his name.
Ulf the Barbarian, I think it's Ulf, charges at the creature, presumably Grendel, right past Beowulf, and... straight onto the back, slides the rest of the way to the doorway and is now prone, raging, on the back, staring directly up at Grendel, with Beowulf just there going, Beowulf, yeah. Who is that? What are they doing? Why would they interfere?
Beowulf! On your back like a toddler. Wait, in a supermarket.
Kicking my leg. Oh,
are you shouting fear off as you slide past us? Fear off!
Yes, exactly.
So, Bryn, or I should say...
Larg! Son of Thorg!
Son of Thorg every time. What are you doing? So
I...
far you have just seen that randomer slide past.
I inspect the beast for fur.
Ah, good call.
That's...
You're on disadvantage because it is dark.
I managed to cock a d20. Let's try that again. I'm on disadvantage.
Yes, because it's dark.
7.
7. The creature might have fur. You're pretty certain that it is a bear because it's big. And bears, right, tend to be big. So presumably, it's a bear.
I grab my axe. And rage! I charge the creature.
Yes, okay. Could you give me a... I'm throwing it out there. Dexterity save. With...
If only I'd seen someone else
join
do this
me.
I'm going to remove the disadvantage because you've already seen someone fail.
Please
fail. I get advantage because of...
yes,
the danger
so I'll allow you to have your advantage on this one.
I am afraid that I rolled a 22.
Nice. Ooh. So you charge past Beowulf going, Beowulf does not know this person. Why is Beowulf inconvenienced by such inequity? At which point you charge past. Whoa. Now you got it. You got it. You're good. You're good.
Fear not, stranger. I will assist you.
I just introduced myself.
Presumably you attacked the beastie.
Yep.
Three attacks because you are a
And I'm going to use reckless attack and get advantage on all of them.
Yes.
So first
I only
attack.
Didn't mention it for you, Helen, because you never made it that far.
Stupid reading of new character sheet. 20
is a miss.
Oh dear. 21
is a hit.
18
is a miss. And by miss, I don't mean that you sort of swing and a miss. I mean you go hit it, and it just goes. No apparent damage so far. It's a weird bear, this. Proper weird bear.
And I have 12 damage on my one hit.
It's a good, solid hit.
Friends! I'm not sure this is a bear!
At which point the creature in a voice that picks up the hair on all of your barbarian backs, which is a lot of hair. Mm. Just in a, it seems like a whisper, but it carries throughout the whole room. Just goes.
Fear what you don't understand.
Definitely not a bear.
Okay, at this point, Ungrak, because of course the monster has not made any noise so far, and the eyes were, they did critically fail perception and have blood in their face from a recent eyebrow piercing, wipes the blood out. They're like, what? Now I drop roll initiative. Or should I just join
you
the
are
end?
Just at the bottom of initiative.
The oh! I thought someone just farted. The only sign we've had so far is
it's
that
a
there
fetid
was a
smell.
There was a bad smell and shouting.
It basically, it was like you were back on the boat, honestly.
Oh, it was so bad.
Now,
and all we had left to eat was Brussels sprouts. Why must they keep so long?
Beowulf places his oil down and readies himself for the fight.
Does the camera zoom into the oil brand?
He then goes, here stands Beowulf's... falls on his own oil, prone, face down, straight away. He is now face down. He might even be knocked out. You're not sure. He rolled on his disadvantage because there was that much oil. It balances out to a sort of neutral because he has advantage from thingy and disadvantage. Anyway, a two. So, yeah, he is prone and potentially injured in an attempt to just move. And I think we'll take a break there and be back in a couple of minutes.
Very well.
Very well.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, with that in mind, Helen's character,
Ulf,
you are now at the base of this huge creature, which doesn't appear to have acted yet. It mostly appears to have... In fact, give me a insight check. So, roll the d20, and the insight should be around...
Minus one.
Yeah, something like that. It'll be a penalty.
9.
The creature is still there. That's what your insight check has shown you. Never mind.
I'm very pleased to know that.
What
is
do you
Beowulf
do?
Beside me?
Beowulf is behind you because you charged past Beowulf and slid the rest of the way.
Yeah, he fell flat, whereas you fell forward.
That
is called winning.
Fail better. It is the right way to proceed in life.
I attempt to get to my feet and strike at the creature.
I am going to get you to give me another, I'm afraid, dexterity check this time rather than a save. So it should be a bit easier. So roll the d20 and then we'll add your modifier, which should be around the plus 3 or something.
15.
You make it to your feet.
Yay! Yes, I do.
Like a boss.
Ulf always rises.
And despite how action economy works in this game, if you want to do some attacks. It's fine. Go for it.
Yes, I swing my sword. My axe, even.
You've got weapons coming out the wall.
I don't have a sword.
No, we've all got...
You've just got a hand
got a javelin.
And then a great axe.
Great axe.
Then I use the great axe.
The one buried in your neck.
Yeah, the one sticking out my neck.
You don't have to reckless attack, but I feel that you should.
Of course.
Okay, 3 attacks, all with advantage.
This is my claim to fame. Can you pass me another d20?
You've got 2 there.
So roll 2.
Oh, okay.
Pick the highest, and then we'll do it 3 times.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Roll 2 d20s per attack.
2 4s.
Okay, carry it again.
That's 11. 22.
Ooh, a hit.
Yes.
23.
And another hit.
Oh. Better than Beowulf.
Roll your damage.
That's how Ulf rolls.
Roll your damages, which are
both d12s.
D12 plus
4. 6
because it's reckless and rage and all this other nonsense.
Okay.
It's worth mentioning we're 5th level barbarians, which is why we're a lot like, oh, there's an awful lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, I kind of skipped the level 1 stuff.
That's 4.
10.
And 4.
So another 10.
20 damage isn't bad.
Yeah.
So, your attacks, that the first attack that just went, didn't really bite. The second one, you managed to hit pretty much exactly the same point that...
Log! Son of Thorg!
I'm going to get you to see that every time now. You managed to hit exactly the same points, more or less, which meant that they bit deeper and you managed to gain a bit more purchase in the body of this creature. The benefit being, it definitely seems to have been hurt. It gives a sort of...
I believe me in the morning.
At which point, Bryn, your character.
Log.
Son of.
Thorg.
It's your go.
Ain't not bear.
You may not be a bear, but you have angered me by not being one, so I shall slay you anyway. 13. 24. 19.
Miss. Hit. Miss.
That's what I thought. 18 damage. Whoop whoop.
So, the creature, presumably Grendel, annoyed.
No, introduced himself, actually. Yeah. Very rude.
Yeah, I said presumably. I'm not making that assumption. It's a narrative assumption. I personally think it's some kind of bear. So, the creature that's probably
definitely not a bear.
Got an expert.
Damn it!
The creature pushes past both Log, son of... I shared it for you, I'm sorry. Pushes past...
Log, son of Thorg.
And the other one.
Oh!
And reaches straight for Beowulf. It does provoke attacks of opportunity from both of you.
Yes.
So basically, roll a d20 if it hits.
We still get damage. Advantage if we're reckless.
Yep. Good job. Roll it again. Roll better than a one.
Hey! Miss...
Miss Anna, what was the number?
19.
Plus.
I don't know how much.
So a hit.
Yeah.
A fine hit. Roll damage again. Notice barbarians, they mostly deal damage all the time. Yep.
Yep. Well, we'll need that.
So, you managed to bury your great axe, presumably, again,
yes.
in the calf of the creature as it lumbers past you, ducking underneath. It doesn't pay much attention. Everyone give me a perception check with disadvantage. Notice I'm pushing the advantage-disadvantage thing in this combat.
Ha! I rolled a 20 and a 1.
It's a 10 for me.
Oh, I got a 19. What?
And a...
Minus, a 3.
There we go.
Oh,
okay.
I got
disadvantage.
Oh,
because
right.
It's dark, the fire's out, there's just a bit of moonlight, it's shrouded in mist.
I did just pierce my own face.
And you did just pierce... In fact, if I could double disadvantage you, I would, but I can't. So, and Helen?
I had 6.
So.
That's 3 minus 1.
None of you draw any information from this beyond. The creature's definitely in the room.
I'm hungry.
It reaches out for Beowulf.
Friends! It is a bear!
However, because Beowulf is oiled, it tries to grapple him and goes. At which point, I believe there were a couple of people who decided to join initiative eventually. I think that was, let me see. Yes!
Ungrak the Collector.
So, you are entered into initiative and are now fighting.
Going for the clavicle.
Going for the clavicle.
Okay, so I'm gonna run.
It's very high. It's a huge creature. The clavicle is in the rafters.
Can I run and jump? And then, oh, with a javelin!
You can do anything you want.
I'm gonna throw.
I just don't promise it'll work.
I'm gonna throw. I know it's not the most efficient thing because.
Who cares?
Damage from a great axe. But I'm gonna throw a bunch of javelins into the thing's neck because I'm very interested in the. Wait a second, I wrote this down. Cervical vertebrae.
So.
I wrote down the names of all the bones.
Do you choose to rage?
I do.
Do you choose?
As if I were a phalanges. No, that's fingers. Damn it. Okay. Anyway, I run at the thing and then throw a javelin into its throat.
Give me the attack roll. You can't get advantage because it's range. You only get reckless attack when it's melee because you just sort of go. Blah, 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 blah.
I am not an optimized build.
You are not.
4.
You are the only person to have missed. Like. Straight over the shoulder, buries itself in a rafter.
15.
That
seven.
One.
Is that what I do? Okay, yes. So
22. So that one does hit.
Yay!
Into the shoulder. And so, your last one.
8 plus 7.
No.
Right.
So the shoulder javelin hits, dealing 1d12, not d6.
No, it's javelin
d6. I apologize.
Not optimized build. 1 plus 4, 5.
Plus 2 if you're raging.
Oh, ah. Yes, I am. So 5, 6, 7. So that 7. People following along at home, remember you can pause the tape to do your own working.
Show your working now. Right. So. Yes, the javelin manages to bury itself in the creature's shoulder. It doesn't seem to have noticed it.
That'll be a good handhold for later.
And last but not least...
Billinger, the Gilded, is going to get involved now because it looks like Beowulf is in trouble. And although he asked for to do this alone, he is a fool.
So you are all aware of this. This is not new information.
So I said I had a sword earlier, and I don't, but I'm going to say that what I've got as a hand axe is a short sword.
Oh, you can grab
it. I got it from a foreign place, and it's very interesting. And I show everyone my short sword and be like, see this thing?
It's lovely and mechanically identical to an axe.
Yeah. This is from Kiev.
What's Kiev?
It's a type of dinner. It's what Russia, or what turns into Russia, basically.
Talk incredibly quick in 6 seconds. What everyone else is... So, what do you do?
I'm going to do that, get my shield out, and I'm going to take
Where's
a step...
Where's the shield from?
From our
you all have shields, just none of you are using
them. I would presume it would be from an interesting foreign place.
It takes two hands to wield a great axe. Why would I have a shield? Mm.
Is there mainly because, like, uniform? Like,
The shield is...
Health and safety gone mad.
It's a boring old Danish shield, but it is gilded round the edge with gold.
Of course it is.
Oh, of course.
So what do you do?
So I take a step back and take a running leap off of the banquet table.
Nice.
Attempting to... bonk Grendel in the face and give him a strength check to, like, push him backwards to get him off of Beowulf.
Okay. You can...
And then I rage.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to have advantage on that, go ahead.
I mean, I'm going to because rage has advantage on strength checks.
Yes.
So,
I mean, you can choose not to.
You're not the boss of me. You are the boss of me. That's a 20.
Ooh!
A natural 20, sorry.
Even worse for me. You succeed in pushing the huge creature back. The oil that has slicked the floor and is just spreading everywhere does manage to push it back a little bit. You haven't run past Beowulf because it sort of moved up to him and was stood over him.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't had to do the save to not slip yourself, but it does sort of slide backwards a little bit.
I mean, cool. Mechanically, it's like we're playing roller derby.
Yes.
Almost identically.
Yes, it is.
With that in mind, Helen's character... I said that. I'm pretty certain I said that.
So by episode 3 of this, I wonder if that's going to get old.
Good thing it's just a one-shot.
So, go for it. What are you doing? You're still...
Behind
the creature? Yes. It is now pretty much surrounded, actually. And it's just soaking up damage.
And Beowulf is now in front?
So, the creature is... Straddling Beowulf, that's a sentence that I've said.
Woo-hoo.
It is towering over Beowulf's prone, potentially unconscious form. The creature is stood over him, looming. You are behind
it. It's not.
The creature is backwards. 10 foot behind, but because it's huge and is stooping beneath the thing, it's still looming over Beowulf.
All right, technically it's looming.
Yeah, you are
behind it. Lydia's character is a distance away throwing javelins. Bryn's character is up in its face and beside it, more or less next to you.
Well, we're next to each other
and,
behind it.
Ben's character is currently also more or less straddling Beowulf. There's a lot of Beowulf straddling and a lot of oil going
on. I'm doing a cool hero pose with my shield out and stuff.
I'm going to try
Give me a perform check with disadvantage because of the oil.
Right.
Surely the oil will make it better.
Aha! It's a 14.
Apparently it did, yeah. That's a hero pose. Yeah. That's what that is.
You are gleaming.
That is a hero pose.
Yeah, I just scooped some oil up.
No, the embers of the fire are reflecting off the oil, giving you a nice sort of uplighting effect.
I mean, I'm very gold as well. Very shiny.
But back to Helen's turn.
Oily gold. I'm going to attempt to drag Beowulf away so that I can repeat my name into his face.
Into his unconscious ears.
Okay, so if you move, the creature will be able to attack you. Do you want to still do so?
Yeah, I'm more focused on...
That's absolutely fine.
It has advantage on this attack.
Yes, it does.
Do you want a second D20?
Nope. What is your AC? Top, middle?
18.
Ooh. A huge hand just whoomph, swings, like grazes the hair on your head, and it just goes
silence.
Swings and misses the top of your head.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but you've made it up to Beowulf. You're currently ran through the creature's legs, and it's now looming over both of you, and you are beside Beowulf.
Saved money on
you can
haircut.
Still do things.
Yeah, I grab Beowulf. And I lean into his face and I yell, "Oh!"
So what you're saying is you're trying to incept Beowulf. But in a barbarian fashion.
Yes.
Okay, that's your turn. Good, that happens. You don't require any checks for that one. Okay, and then... Bryn, I believe your character was called...
Larg, son of Thor!
That's the one. So... What
tonight I shall feast on fresh bear meat. Three attacks. 18.
Miss.
19.
Miss.
Natural 20. So that's 27. That's definitely a hit. I presume crits exist in this system?
Yes.
Yeah, and you don't confirm them.
Oh,
you don't need to confirm. Yeah, it just happens.
Don't confirm it.
Cool. So
welcome to fifth ed.
Turns out rolling really well and then being told, actually no, is a bit rubbish.
So how do crits work in fifth ed?
Double damage.
Yep. Double weapon damage. I don't believe
no,
you.
No, it's just. I think it's just double rolled. But oh yeah, it's probably double weapon. I don't know. I haven't got. The
I'm going to say double weapon damage. I haven't got the core.
Wait,
block in front
well,
of
if
me.
It works anything like the other ones, it'll just be double everything that's coming from the weapon.
Yeah.
It's including the bonus.
I don't understand the difference.
So
it's
that
very nuanced.
Is 17 damage.
17 damage. A fine hit.
I strike it exactly where the tail of a bear would be. And if it had a bear tail, I would have just chopped it off.
A little fluffy tail. Yeah. Just a tiny little lump.
I didn't think bears had tails.
They have, this little...
Tiny little thing. It was a brilliant hit. It was a brilliant hit, yeah. Basically, again, it's just a...
Silence!
You get a little tiny wiggly, demon tail. A little vestige of demon
playing
tail.
Monster Hunter.
Oh.
Is Grendel a demon?
He's son of Cain.
Yeah, Grendel's a something.
Really?
The creature gives a roar, grabs Beowulf, manages to hold on, turns and starts loping out of the hall, turns to you and goes,
"Be gone from this place!"
Reaches up and is ready for next turn because it can't do any more actions.
Okay.
It's currently stood gripping the doorframe, Beowulf in its other hand, now outside of the building. You do both get attacks. Basically, everyone who's facing off on it, apart from Ben's character, because you were 10 foot away, because you pushed him away.
Not if he reached over my head to
Beowulf.
Yeah,
good point. You all get attacks.
Attacks opportunity.
Happy attack. You know what? Yeah, why not?
Okay.
I mean, you shouldn't, but yeah.
I want to run up it, grab the javelin, and then stab it in the neck with my great axe. Can I do that?
You can roll the dice and then we'll see what happens.
Yes, it just means it's probably an acrobatics check. Well, yeah,
this
regular
is an attack of opportunity.
I only
not,
play
you
one can, way.
You won't be able to do that until your regular
I
attack. This is just
it.
An attack of opportunity.
That's what I'm saying. Roll the dice and I'm going to let you try.
Not fun.
Oh, no, that's not fun at all.
Got a 9.
So what you did is you tried to do all of that, had only a second in which to do it, and went, oh, he's gone. He's gone.
21.
Hit!
26.
Hit!
What do I add to this again?
7.
22.
Hit! So everyone who didn't try to do a massive amount and then get outpaced.
Look!
Hey, if you'd have rolled well, you'd have got it.
Yeah! Ungrak has a lot going on.
Complex.
Yeah.
Complex.
So many layers to their character.
Layers of bones.
12 damage.
12 damage. Okay.
Ooh, I didn't roll.
15 damage.
15 damage.
18 damage.
So with the clang and steel and the roar of the creature and just noise, just lots of clamour,
the
door at the far end of Heorot opens and the king sort of stands there. He is extremely elderly, extremely frail, and also a gnome.
Oh.
He is not a big person.
suddenly D&D races. What? Okay.
I'm sorry, do you have a problem?
No, I'm just
Goodness
surprised.
Goodness me, I didn't know your I'm character was a Bertie. You already met the king.
We're playing Beowulf. Beowulf didn't have gnomes.
The gnomish king gives a mighty cry for an elderly gnomish king, which basically consists of, "Be gone!" At which point, Helen, it's your turn.
Who are you playing again?
Ooh.
Even you don't know who you're playing.
Ulf was considering what to do, and it's taking him a while because he's a barbarian. And
you're currently still facing a big beastie.
And it has Beowulf in one hand.
And it has Beowulf. The Beowulf is sort of behind the creature at this point. It is, its arm is on the door jamb, and it is stood between you and Beowulf with Beowulf in its other hand.
I'm going to try and chop off Grendel's hand.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Would you like three attacks? Have three attacks. I'd recommend having three
please,
attacks.
Please, please.
I recommend being reckless. Reckless is great.
Yeah. So that's 15 plus. It takes me a very long time.
Don't 22. Worry. I'm
it's okay. That's
just
what
tell me
for.
What it is.
Yeah. 15. Not yeah.
Hit, miss, and miss. Hit, miss, miss. But you still get your one hit. So you roll your d12. This is a very rolly. We don't normally do this many. I've gone roll mad with advantage and disadvantage.
Nine more damage.
Nine more damage. So, even with all of your rubbish perception checks, it's obvious to all of you. You've all dealt a heffing great amount of damage to this.
Excuse me, some of us haven't dealt any damage.
Your javelin did.
We had stuff to do.
Your damage did embed it in its shoulder. So. Anyway, the creature has taken a huge amount of damage. However, it looks a lot less injured than it should be. And even to your eyes, you can see, I'm pretty certain I hit it there, is already closing up and knitting the flesh and so on.
Damn it. I'm never going to be able to sign the corpse.
Or at least it's going to take ages.
I have the time. Regrow as well.
Bryn, your character, Larg Son of...
Thorg!
What do you do?
It's probably got quite a lot of oil on it at this point.
It's certainly got some oil on it, yeah.
If there's one thing bears hate... It's fire!
Ooh. Okay.
I grab a large... not a large stick, a small log from the dying embers of the fire, scrape it along the floor like a giant match to light it, and fling it at the beast.
Okay, can you give me an attack roll with an improvised weapon, which is basically with some penalties? I'll be able to calculate it on the fly.
What's that Scottish sport? Which
the caber toss.
Yes, you're basically doing a caber toss.
A flaming
with fire.
Flaming caber toss.
Is this still a reckless attack? Do I still have advantage?
It sounds really yeah.
No. Aww. Because it's an improvised weapon and because it's on fire, your balancing out is just normal.
12. A roll of 12.
Okay, a roll of 12. So, you throw it. It bounces off the creature, doesn't manage to catch the oil. You just happen to hit a bit that doesn't. It falls to the ground. The floor.
Whoomp!
Flames leap up.
Every time, large
flames.
Son of dog. Every time.
Raw bear meat is inferior.
Oh,
flames
the whole village
sweep
that time.
Through Herald. The floor is aflame. The timber beams begin charring.
See, Ulf, you wouldn't know because we've only just met you, but every time we
give
go
me
on a...
Everyone, give me reflex saves.
Dexterity saves?
Yes. That was a test you passed. You don't. These are just flats because there's that much going on now. It's just the normal thing. Your advantage is meeting with so many disadvantages, it's averaging out at normal.
Reroll that.
Can we re-roll?
Well, because
I rolled two,
so I have to.
So what have people got? Ben?
That 8.
Bryn?
14.
Okay.
I rolled 3.
Okay, so that's fine.
6.
And Lydia?
13.
Roll a no.
That's what the dice actually says. It just says no.
Rolling a magic 8-ball, right?
Thanks, from Red Dwarf.
Actually, making a roleplay where you have to roll a magic 8-ball to see if the outlook is good or not.
That's an RPG right there. Okay, so the flames sweep through the hall and everyone takes 12 fire damage when what is basically a greasy fireball just sweeps through the whole building.
Every time! It happens at dinner as well.
The creature Grendel gives a... and then yanks. And pulls the door jamb of the hall down. It just... and breaks the door jamb, and the whole front of the Herald just collapses in on itself. It doesn't bury anyone, but you are all now in a flaming building. You hear, through the roaring flames, the creature give another roar, and then you think it's loping off into the distance. So, with Herald on fire, the front torn off, Beowulf stolen, and the king looking on just in dismay as his hall, which was just a little bit monstered, is now on fire and torn down, just looks at you with an expression that can just be described as, what?
Well, we drove off the monster for you. You can pay me in bones.
And I will end the episode there. So, yeah, we will pick this up next week. I'm sure everything will be fine.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining me. Once again, your names, just so I can remember.
Ben.
Also.
Meredith.
Your character's name.
Billinger the Gilded.
You've been playing low int too long.
Larg, son of Thorg.
Wait, are we doing real names or...
No, no, just...
right, so I'm Ungrak the Collector. Give me your metatarsals.
Cool, and I think that's everyone. So...
My name is Thorg!
Bye, guys.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
I have this problem, Ellen, where I constantly have the Indiana Jones theme tune.
That's not the Indiana Jones theme tune.
Or Jingle Bells.
It's not that either!
Or the occasional bit of, like, incidental...
Walk-on music.
Walk-on music, 1950s sitcom music in the...
Today, the part of Ulf the Forgotten will be played by Bruce Willis.
When you're not editing, does that mean you can't redo your own jokes 10 times and pick them
correct.
Like you used to do?
Correct. Ah! So, apart from that, pretty much...
He used to make himself sound so good. Okay, I'll be quiet now.
But in terms of the actual...
Down I go. This is what I wanted.
The recording is going down as well.
You're playing up. You're playing up for company.
I am. We've got a new friend, so we're all showing off like 6-year-olds.
You're making a scene. Stop it.
We'll turn the studio around.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.